You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Even in the Bay Area, there are some properties that are so dilapidated they can't sell. Many have been languishing since the foreclosure crisis a decade ago. But instead of letting them just take up space, the city of Richmond is flipping the homes that investors won't touch. They're buying the properties with money from a bond passed in 2015, working with nonprofits to renovate them, and then providing low-interest loans to low-income buyers. Journalist J.P. Dobrin filmed one woman's experience with the program for the local news outlet Richmond Confidential. According to Dobrin, 5 homes have been completed through this bond-funded program, and about 30 more are in the works. He spoke with KALW's housing reporter Liza Veal about this creative approach to keeping low-income people housed in Richmond.
There's several hundred abandoned properties in Richmond, and what are the risks or costs associated with that for the city?
Right. Yeah. The houses kind of just become these black holes for money. You know, a simple abandoned home just leads to millions of dollars in costs to a city. And just code enforcement alone identified that they spend $7,000 a year on a property only to maintain it, which means, like, you know, cutting back the weeds, you know, boarding up the windows and doors and entryways and things like that. Once a property becomes abandoned and people see that in the neighborhood, people start illegally dumping trash, which is a huge problem in the city of Richmond and Oakland as well. And something that I mentioned in the piece is that there's been quite a few number of fires in Richmond of these abandoned properties recently. And it's due to people squatting and, you know, not having heat and maybe setting things on fire. When you take into consideration the, you don't have a homeowner in there who's paying property taxes, and lowering the property values of homes in a neighborhood and for the, for the adjacent neighbors, and having their property values diminished is really, really unfortunate. And so that's why they were so desperate to partner with nonprofits to do something about these, you know, quote unquote zombie properties that happen when they become abandoned and blighted.
So it's too expensive, or it's not profitable for private real estate interests mm-hmm. to buy these buildings mm-hmm. and flip them themselves mm-hmm. on the private market. And that's because prices are not high enough to make that profitable in Richmond?
Yeah, I mean, the properties become unprofitable because they become in, various stages of just utter disrepair. And, you know, they rack up, you know, thousands of dollars in fines from the city for various reasons. And so when you add kind of those two costs together, that I think is a big barrier for them to be flipped quickly. And some of the agencies in Richmond kind of expressed frustration in dealing with the banks because the banks do not provide any sort of maintenance on the property at all when it gets to a certain point of it being blighted.
Okay, so can you tell me the story of this house that you feature in the video and the woman that we meet?
Yeah, so the house belongs to Susan Wiseman, and it's her original family home that she grew up in. And I think it sat abandoned for over a decade after her mother died without a will.
And did you get any other information about the backstory about why this home wasn't being lived in by this family? Like, why it fell into disrepair the way it did?
Yeah, I did. So after Wiseman's mother passed away very suddenly, Susan Wiseman's brother started living in the home, and he was on drugs, and I think he was basically a negligent homeowner. He set fire to the home accidentally, I believe in the garage area. And so, you know, I don't think they kept up with whatever payments or taxes to the city. And so he ended up essentially squatting in their original family home. And from my understanding, talking with other officials in the city, this is a pretty common occurrence.
So we have this house that sat abandoned for a decade, and what happened? What does the city of Richmond decide to do with that house?
So the house that you see at the end of the video is basically the positive kind of result of this program that's happening, where it's a house that's been acquired by the city, it's been renovated, and, you know, they've identified a, you know, low income first time home buyer to purchase the home, and in this case it happens to be the original. One of the original family members who used to live there.
This is pretty awesome. This is pretty awesome. Mom's house. Never in a million years I would say hallelujah. This is it. Back at home.
Yeah, so the city was able to put up the money to renovate it and sell it back. Did she have any feeling, Susan Wiseman, of like, I have to buy back my own family home? Like, that wasn't in the movie, but I feel like that would be sort of something that I would feel.
Yeah. She kind of expressed a little bit of resentment of how much the home actually costs today, because the way the program works is that they do price the home to be, you know, marketed, at the current market rate. And so I think she was just had a little bit of a sticker shock of how much her home cost.
But she does get the help of the low interest loan, right? And she doesn't have to pay all those costs of making the place habitable again.
You know, I think the program is really innovative and fantastic, you know, in the sense that they are providing, you know, actual tangible financial assistance to people who are looking to buy a home. And, you know, with how expensive the San Francisco Bay Area is, it's, I think for certain people, it's just unattainable without that additional support.